Welcome to our third episode of NBA Talk Time. We are your host, Jake Ann.
Yes, and don't forget, this is the greatest podcast ever.
Last episode, we talked about our starting five and our bench. Today, we'll be talking about the top five small forwards and top five centers of all time. Yes, how about you start us off?
Okay, my top five small forwards. Okay, my top five small forwards is Carmelo Anthony at number five, Scottie Pippen at number four, LeBron James at number three, Dr. J, Julius Erving at number two, and the best small forward of all time is Larry Bird. He's the greatest small forward to touch a ball. I put Carmelo Anthony at five because he's super good. When he was in his prime, man was knocking down threes. Bro was a living bucket. But then his career went down, and that's why he's at number five. Scottie Pippen at number four because, man, helped Michael Jordan win so many championships. Helped him win all six. And he was amazing at defense. He's one of the most underrated players ever. So that's why I put him at number four. I put LeBron James at number three, because LeBron's easily up there in the conversation with GOATs, because man single-handedly carried the Cavaliers to the finals, even though they lost to the Warriors. He's still able to do all of that by himself. That's why I put him at number three. And Dr. J at number two, Julius Erving. This man was also a living bucket at his time. He was unstoppable. He had all those moves, took all the street ball and just put it on the court. And, yeah, the fro will live on. And the best small forward ever, which is Larry Bird. And it's Larry Bird because, first of all, he's arguably considered one of the best trash talkers of all time. If you get him mad, man is going to make you pay. Like, I'm pretty sure one time he's right-handed. I'm pretty sure I heard one time he dropped 48 with his left hand. That's how dominant he is. So that's why he's the best small forward. And that's why this is my list. Now, Jake, what do you think?
I actually think that was pretty good. But I also think mine are a little bit better. At number five, we have LeBron James. And at number four, we have Kevin Durant. At number three, we got Julius Erving. And at number two, we have Larry Bird. And finally, we have the greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan, at number one. Why I put LeBron James at number five is he was great when he was on the Cavaliers and stuff. But I think once he was, like, officially, like, once, now that he's on the Lakers, I don't think he's that good. Good anymore. He's still putting up a good amount of points, but he's not great like he used to be. He did carry the Cavaliers, but that was one team. He still was good, but that's why I put him at number five. And at number four, we have Kevin Durant because he's a really good shooter. He's really tall. He can dunk it, get the rebounds because he's really tall. Number three, we have Julius Erving. Because he was unstoppable. Like, at his prime, he was unstoppable. And then, at number two, we have Larry Bird. He was a great shooter. Like Yaz said, he was a great trash talker. And he was great all-around player. Then, why we have Michael Jordan at number one. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Like, he's the greatest of all time. Nobody's better than him. Now, on to a break from our sponsor. Do you like apples? Because we have the best Honeycrisp apples in town.
Come to your nearest Harmon's to get the greatest Honeycrisp apples.
$5 a pound. Come get your Honeycrisp apples
today.
I'll start us off with my top five centers. My top five centers start off with Yao Ming at number five, Shaquille O'Neal at number four, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at number three, Bill Russell at number two, and at number one, we have Wilt Chamberlain. the only man to ever get 100 points in a game. So Wyatt put Shaquille O'Neal at Yao Ming at number five. My bad. It's because he's really tall. He couldn't put up a ton of points, but he was really, really tall. He was 7'6", I think. So he could get all the rebounds. And if you needed to put back, he was there. And then at number four, we have Shaquille O'Neal. I think a lot of people know Shaquille O'Neal because just of how dominant he was. He was a great point scorer. And when it was Kobe and Shaq, they were a great dominant duo. And Kareem at number three. Kareem's skyhook was crazy good. Like, if you let the man get the skyhook, easy, it's going in. Like, he's got 2 points right there. So, that's one reason why he was there. But he was dominant as well. Bill Russell, super tall, dominant on the Celtics. He was dominant. He was tall. He could jump high. It was crazy. He was dominant. Number two, we have Wilt Chamberlain. First of all, he was... Oh, yeah. I mean, number one. I put Wilt Chamberlain there because he's the only man to get 100 points in a game. And he had crazy hops. Crazy hops. He was really tall, and he could jump super high. So, yeah. So, what do you think?
I think that's a good list. Now, before I start off, I just want to add on from, like, what you said earlier. Like, Michael Jordan, in my opinion, is, like, a shooting guard, even though he might have played small forward once. That's the only reason I didn't put him in the small forward. Now, for my centers, I think it's a pretty good list, but I think mine is better. So, at number five, I have Tim Duncan. Number four, I have Shaquille O'Neal. Number three, I have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number two, I got Will Chamberlain. And at number one, I got Bill Russell. Y'all going to hate on me for this list, but I don't even care. So, the reason why I have Tim Duncan at number five, so... Man got championships. That's a fact. He could also score well in the paint. So that's why I put him at number five, because he's not as good as Shaq. Now, many people might say that, oh, we only know Shaq from Kobe. No, that's a lie, because Shaq was Shaq was super good. Like, on the Magic, he was good. On the Lakers, he was good. He was also good. Even though he lacked in free throw percentage, like, by a lot, in the paint, he was insane. He will dunk on you. He will end your life. He will jump over you. He can also jump pretty high. And he can run at a pretty good pace for a big man. And, and he's super good at defense. So that's why I put him at number four. And I put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at number three. Now, with my other two, I'll try to explain why Kareem doesn't go to the top two. Kareem is at number three. Listen, he's super, 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 super good, okay? He's the leading scorer of NBA history, all with that hook shot. He just needs to back you up in the paint a little bit. It doesn't matter how tall you are, and he'll lit that hook shot over you, and most of the time he will score. Yes, he's been blocked, and one of the players he's been blocked by is going to be my number two, but... He's super good, and he won championships. He had many game winners, so that's why I put him at number three. Number two, the person who blocked Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is insane. First of all, man has hops. There's, like, people say he could jump higher than Michael Jordan, and he was unstoppable in scoring. Like, in one of his seasons, I think it might have been his rookie or the year after that, he averaged 50 points a game. 50. And his blocks were insane. He could jump and his hands would be at the top of the backboard. Like, he was insane. And he's the only one who got 100 points. And that right there is super good. And I have two more things about this guy. First of all, he raced, it's not a conspiracy, but it was rumored that back in the day, He raced one of the fastest running backs in NFL history, and he won two times. That's how fast he was, and his reflexes were insane. He might have been the fastest big man ever, and there had to be a rule change because of how good he was. Because at the free throw line, he wouldn't shoot it. He jumped from the free throw line, and he'd dunk it. But I don't think he's better than my number one. At number one, I have Bill Russell. Now, I know what you're going to say. He isn't a scorer. I don't care. Okay? He has 11 rings. 11 rings. He has 11 championships. And he could still score maybe like 8.7 or 10 points a game. That's still pretty good. Because his defense was insane. Man, his blocks, he would swat you down. And because he can jump high, he can block it. Like, shoot it, and he'll probably block it. And also, I have to give him credit because he also coached his team. He was a player and a coach at the same time. So, yeah, that's why I put Bill Russell at number one for centers, because he's the greatest center of all time.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today.
Don't forget to tune in on our next episode. We're NBA Talk Time, and
we're out.